Mahavishnu Jagat Kartya Maya Ja Sijatada Tashyavatara Ivayam Advaita Acharya Isha. So there are three principles: the Ishara principle and the Maya principle and the Jiva principle. These three principles. So, Advaita Acharya is Ishara principle. He belongs to the Ishara group. Even in communist country, they call classless society, but they are also creating a managerial class. They cannot do without that. They could not avoid it. Managers. Why manager? Make classless society, all worker. That is not possible. There must be Ishara. Ishara means controller. That is the beginning from the creation, Ishara. So, Ishara, there are innumerable Ishara form, as it is stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupa. Many, many, many millions and trillions of Ishara form. It is stated in the Bhagavatam that how you can calculate? That is compared just like in the river or in the ocean, there are waves, but you cannot count how many waves are there. That is not possible. Can you count the waves of the ocean? Going on day and night, waves. Similarly in big, big rivers. So, God's incarnation, they are coming out, innumerable, just like the waves. But we can understand by the action that He is incarnation of God. So, the activities of Advaita Acharya means that He is Ishara. He called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come down. That is Ishara. You cannot call the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come down. That is not possible. But Ishara, or one who has attained the power of atoning from Ishara, He can do that. It is otherwise possible. Otherwise it is possible. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Nama Prachar. We have to receive the authority from Krishna. Then it is possible to preach the cult of Hare Krishna movement. That means Ishvara, and anyone who attains the power of attorney from Ishvara, he is also Ishvara. That is called power of attorney. He can act on behalf of the proprietor. That is possible. So Advaita Acharya did it. He inaugurated this Krishna consciousness movement when he saw that the people are so much misled that simply they are busy for the bodily necessities of life and completely have forgotten Krishna, he became sympathetic. That is Vaishnava behavior. Vaishnava, they are the best friend of the society. Best friend, Vaishnava. Patitanam pavane bho, Vaishnavi bho namo namo. The Vaishnava is always thinking how to deliver these fallen souls who are so much captivated with this false philosophy of hedonism. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. This is called hedonism. So they are always thinking how to deliver. Advaita Prabhu did it. Therefore he is Ishvara. Prahlad Maharaj did it. Any Vaishnava who is actually feeling for the poor conditioned soul, he must make arrangement for delivering these rascals from the death nail of ignorance. They do not know that nature is working. As it is said here, Maya. Maya. The material nature means Maya. That is an energy or agent of Krishna to act something instrumental. Maya is instrumental. Maya is not all in all. Material nature is not all in all. That is foolish observation. Materialistic theory of creation, there was a chunk and there was, what is called? Blowing.
Big bang. Explosion.
What is the word?
Big bang.
Big bang?
Explosion,
yes. So they are seeing that explosion and the chunk, but they cannot explain how the chunk became exploded. Sometimes we see that some earth by the sunshine heating, it breaks all of a sudden. So this explosion of the chunk does not take place automatically. It is due to the sunshine drying it, and at a point it breaks. Similarly, the chunk is also, we can accept the total material energy. That is, you can take it as chunk. But this material energy in the form of chunk is agitated by the glands of Mahavishnu. That is stated. Sa oikhata, sa asrijata. Material energy itself cannot explode. The exploration theory is there, not theory, fact. But the total material energy, Mahatattva, when it is glanced over by Mahavishnu, then it becomes agitated and the modes of material nature begins to act. So that these activities are executed by Mahavishnu, by his glancing, simply by his glance. Power, Krishna is all powerful, Vishnu is all powerful. So, simply by glancing, he can agitate the material energy and the creation begins. Sa ikhata, sa asyajata, ika narayana asit. These are the basic information. In the beginning, there was only Narayana. Na Isha, na Brahma, there was no Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. We have studied that. Narayana, the Mahavishnu, Garbhotuk Sai Vishnu, he created, first of all, Brahma. He is already there. From Mahavishnu to Garbhotuk Sai Vishnu, then he created Brahma. Then, through the material energy and Brahma's cooperation, the whole creation came into existence. So actually, the original person for this material creation, Mahavishnu, through the agency of Maya, he has created. Maya, Sujati, all these cosmic manifestations is created in that way. Those who are not devotee, they cannot see that over the chunk, total material energy, there is the vision of Mahavishnu. That they cannot see. Just like you'll find on the ground, so many flowers and grasses are coming up. How? By the sunrise, the glance of the sun. Where there is no sunshine, there the vegetables do not grow. We have got practical experience. Similarly, therefore, the field or the earth is not exploding with the vegetation. It is due to the sunshine, therefore it is coming up. This is the real cause. Similarly, accepting that chunk, the total material energy, it is agitated by the glance of Mahavishnu. Then it explodes and things are coming up. We can accept that. But not that automatically there was explosion. That is not that. Therefore, to the foolish person, the power behind the explosion is not visible. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhita. Therefore, Krishna says that I am not visible to everyone. They being covered by the curtain of Yogamaya. Mūḍhā nābhijānāthi māmeva paravabhya trivi gunamai bhāvai mohita. So this is our position. We do not know who is the actual architect behind all this nice material creation. That is Mahavishnu. And his incarnation is Advaita Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directly Krishna, or Krishna's incarnation. Nityananda Prabhu is directly incarnation of Baladev. And similarly, Sri Advaita Prabhu is incarnation of Mahavishnu. So all of them are on the equal footing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita. They are on the same equal level. And then Shakti Tattva, Sri Gadadhar, and Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti. Gadadhar is the internal energy, and Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti Binda, then marginal energy. So Ishwar Tattva and Shakti Tattva. So within this group there is no this material energy, because in the spiritual world there is no action of material energy, only spiritual energy. In the material world there is action of material energy. In the spiritual world there is no material energy. Therefore in this Pancha Tattva there is no mention of material energy. Because in the spiritual world there is no material energy. Maya gandhahin. So Advaita Acharya is Ishvara. But there are many Isharas. Even in this material world there are Isharas, innumerable. But the Shastra has analyzed that the Supreme Ishvara is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. There is no more higher Ishvara than Krishna. Krishna also says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no more. This is the end. You go on finding out Ishvaras. In material world, every one of us is Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. So anyone controls, he can be called Ishvara. But there are Ishvaras over Ishvara. You go on searching Ishvara, over Ishvara, over Ishvara. When you come to the point, there is no more other Ishvara than he is God. There is definitely. That is Krishna. You go on searching out, it's like our generally know Brahma is the, he is also Ishvara. He has created this universe. But he is not the Supreme Ishvara. He is created by Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. He is also Ishvara, but he is expansion of Mahavishnu. Then he is also Ishvara. Then he is also expansion of Sankarsana. Then Sankarsana is expansion of Narayana. In this way, you go on, go on, go on searching out. When you come to the point, there is no more Ishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi. So he has no Adi. Anadi, Radhi, he is the beginning of everything. But he has no beginning. How it is that? He has no, so many Isharas have beginning. And why? Sarat. That is it is. Sarat. Completely independent. Janmadasya jataha. This is the Vedanta Sutra. And it is explained by the Vedanta Sutra Bhasha. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya sarat. Sarat, that is Ishvara, that is Supreme Ishvara. He has no Ishvara. Everyone has got Ishvara over. But Krishna has no over Ishvara. He is the ultimate, supreme. Therefore, Shastra says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All of them are Bhagavan. But the original Bhagavan, real Bhagavan, is Krishna. Krishna through Bhagavan. So everyone is under Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar says, Ekola Ishar Krishna Arsabhritta. Arsabhritta, servant. Even Ishara Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, they are also working as servant of Krishna. Advaita Acharya, just like he is Ishara. But he is serving as servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Ekala Ishara, na Krishna, Chaitanya, Paratattvam, Paramiha. Above Krishna, above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no more Paratattva. Paramiha, it is the supreme. In this way, you have to study Ishara Tattva, then Shakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva. That is knowledge, that is education, not whimsically suggesting something and talking foolishly. Athapi te deva padambhujadvayam prasadalishanu grihita eva hi janati tattam. If you want to know the truth, then you have to follow these principles. How to know Ishara Tattva? And how to know? Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet. Then you have to go approach the bona fide guru. He will let you know. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena siva. No challenge. That is foolishness. No challenge. Pranipatena. First of all, surrender. You don't surrender to a foolish man, but you have to surrender. Now it is your business to find out where to surrender. But you have to surrender. This is the process. Without surrender, you cannot understand the truth as it is. That is the instruction of Vedas everywhere. Tasmat gurum pravaddeta jignyasu se uttamam. One has to surrender to Guru. Why? Jignyasu, if you are inquisitive to know the Absolute. If you want to know something which is flickering, relative truth, that is another thing. But if you want to know the Absolute Truth, Shreya Uttamam, Absolute Truth means ultimate benefit, Shreya. Benefit. If you want ultimate benefit, then Gurum Prapadita, who is Guru? Shabdi Parichanisnatam Brahmani Upasamasayam, one who is expert in understanding the Vedic literature. Shabdi Parecha, especially transcendental. So you have to go through like that. As Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining, you have to follow this principle. Then if you are really inquisitive to learn the Absolute Truth, they will explain, as here it is explained, that here Advaita Acharya is Ishara, his incarnation of Mahavishnu. Sometimes Advaita Acharya is called Sadashiv Avatar. The Sadashiv is also expansion of Mahavishnu. So, either way you say incarnation of Sadashiv or Mahavishnu, it doesn't matter. But Advaita Acharya is Ishara Tattva. He is not Shakti Tattva. He is Ishara. And we are all Shakti Tattva. Therefore there is difference. Shakti is Shaktiman. Although there is no difference of Hinna, but still Shakti Tattva is superior and Shaktiman Tattva is superior than Shakti Tattva. in this way, try to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadhar, and Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. But they are so kind because they have come to deliver the fallen souls. If you sincerely chant their name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, they will be very, very kind to reveal themselves to you, and your path for liberation will be open. Thank you very much. They are serving already Krishna. But don't you see? Srishti Tattva, Krishna wanted the creation, and they are the agents to serve Krishna. They are creating. Ekala Ishwar Krishna are Sabhrita. They are serving.